The hardline Muslim clerics who rule Iran are claiming a victory in yesterday's parliamentary elections there. But results are still coming in, and there are conflicting reports about how many people actually turned out to vote. This is an election where the number of people who showed up may be as important as who the voters voted for. Reformists were excluded by the clerics from running, and they'd called for a boycott. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Tehran and joins us now. And Mike, what do we know about who voted and for whom?
Well, it's hard to say, Steve, because there are different factions that are claiming that different numbers of voters voted. The clerics, the conservative clerics, who essentially dominated the process, are saying that there has been a massive turnout. They're saying there's been a legendary turnout. And they claim that the turnout was higher than the turnout for the parliamentary elections 4 years ago, which was a turnout of 67%, very good. But that brought a majority of reformists to the parliament. This time around, the reformists were excluded, and many of them boycotted the election on Friday, and they're claiming that many fewer voted. In fact, some of the reformers in Tehran say that only 30% of voters in Tehran, the capital, voted. But we don't have solid sources on either side. It's like the battle of the turnout figures without any real actual figures to back that up.
In American politics, I guess we'd call it spin, and it sounds like in the absence of those hard figures, spin is very important to both sides here.
I think so. I think, in fact, you're right. Both sides are spinning it because it's an issue of whether the parliament and thereby the government that emerges from this election is legitimate, and the clerics are very eager to claim political legitimacy. Conversely, the reformers are eager to take away legitimacy from the process that occurred yesterday.
Well, let's say we find out the turnout really was low. Would that reflect a successful boycott and delegitimize the government in some way?
It certainly would affect the issue of legitimacy for the government and the new parliament, but I'm not sure necessarily that the reformers could claim victory in their boycott. The truth is that many Iranian voters, widely in the public this view is shared, that the reformers over the last 4 years, having had the presidency in President Mohammad Khatami and a majority in the parliament, didn't get anything done. They were unable to penetrate the grasp on power that the hardline clerics have. And so there's a great deal of disaffection among the electorate in Iran now. Many of them stayed away from yesterday's election and they might have stayed away from election in which reformers had actually taken part.
Okay, NPR's Mike Schuster is in Tehran, Iran. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.